The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Eliezer Gwertzman, Dayan for the Mechoin Halacha Urefua of Chaim Aruchim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sechus Gittin Daf Pei Bezim and Beis. The Gemara Daf Pei Bezim and Beis brings the Yisoid from Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan Amma Tamidir Beleza Mehocha V'isha Gibusha Me'isha Lo Yikochu. It says in the Pasuk that a lady who is divorced from her husband, a kohen is not allowed to take. So we dashin afilu le niskasha ele me isha nifsala min akuhuna. Even if a woman is only divorced from her husband, the hainu Rashi says that he tells her, arei at mugureshes mimeni, you divorced from me, arei at asura lechol adam, but you're still also on the whole world. Afal pikein, we say that it's a good get. And the Beleza wants to learn from here that if he makes tnoim in a get where he excludes certain people from being mutter, Rebbe Lezer holds in the Mishnah that such a get is a good get. The fact that if people are excluded is not a steer in the get. And he brings a raya from what this sugya is referred to as reyach haget, which means that it has some sort of smell, some sort of similarity to a get, where we say that she's considered divorced to taka asaher to other kohenim, and even though ba'etzem he was not matter to the whole world, he left her asar to himself, that's enough to be called a get. So hu adin, if he matters her to the whole world except for one person, the Beleza wants to say that you see that that's also a get. Gemara says, Rabbanon Issekuhuna Shani. That's the Chumrah of Issekuhuna. The Rabbanon say, that's why over there the get is a good get. Akaponim, we have a Yisoid that if a husband would give his wife a get and he would tell her, Hareyat Megureshes Mimeni Ve'en Ata Muteres L'chal Adam, he divorces her from himself but tells her that she's still also to the whole world. If that husband is a kohen, or if that husband goes and dies, and now she wants to go marry a kohen, the halacha is she can't do that. The Rambam in Perek Yud, the Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Aleph, speaks out clearly that this issa is only a Rabbanon Dike issa. The shayla that has to be asked, the Magen Mishnah, if an art is the kasha, that the chayra in our sugya is mavua not like that. Because our sugya over here, Rabbi Eliezer wants to bring a raya to his yisoid that it's shayach to make a tanai in a get, that the get excludes being matter certain people. And he says that just like you see by Reach HaGet, where he excluded everybody, the get's still a good get, that she's also to marry a kohen. So Kol Shekhen, we should say that if he excludes only one person, it's good. In fact, the Gemara Gid Mishnah. But if the whole iser to marry a kohen by a reich haget is only because the get is midrabbana, the hainu midaraisa the get is really not a get, and therefore midaraisa she's 100% mutter. So how could Rav Eliezer bring a raya to a tanai in a get that the get's a good get? So the Magid Mishnah wants to say that be'etzem you have to say a big chiddush, that whole tzad to say that reich haget is a deraisa the gedin, and therefore you could learn it out to other gittim with tanoim, was only according to Rebbe Eliezer. But according to the Chachamim, that the Chachamim hold that Reach HaGet is not a good get, is can't be learnt out, it's a zach that's mugbul for Kohenim, and the Chanami, the Rabbanon hold that it's only Midi Rabbanon. Azoi will the Magid Mishnah to answer this kasha. Shagasaye in Mechudoshim Tshuva Beis goes on a long arichas to prove that this din of Reach HaGet is not awesome in the Rabbanon, but is rather awesome in Atayr. He says, the Rambam writes over here that it's only awesome in the Rabbanon. He says, that's anyway the derech of the Rambam, that when something is not learnt out from the Ikka Pasuk, it's only learnt out from a Zayit Gedin, the Rambam calls that the Vesofim, he calls that Midi Rabbanon, even though Be'etzem, it's really the Reis of the Gedin. And he says that Be'etzim, you don't have to look too far for a raya. The Magid Mishnah itself, in Hilchos Ishus, when the Rambam says that a isha is niknis bebiya, the three ways that a person can be mekadosh in isha, kesef, shtar, and biya, and the Rambam says that biya is only midivei soifim. So the Magid Mishnah explains that since it's only learnt out of a drasha, it's not an ikar pasuk, the Rambam calls that divei soifim. So melu hu adin over here, the reich aged is not of an ikar pasuk, it's just learnt out of a drasha of a diak and a pasuk. That's why the Rambam calls it the divei soifim. But avada, the Rambam is masking, even according to the Chachamim, that it's an issa d'oraisa. The Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah Reis Samaches, brings down taka that Roiv Yishonim Neman, that Reich Aged is only awesome with the Rabbanon. But he asks a kasha that what's pshat in the Rambam, I'm sorry, that Roiv Yishonim Neman, that Reich Aged is awesome in the Torah. But he asks a kasha on the Rambam, well, how did the Rambam know that it's only awesome with the Rabbanon? So he brings an interesting raya. Because the Gemara in Kedushin on the Fein Zayin says that it's shaykh to have that one isha has four isurim. Amona grusha chalola zoyna. Now the Gemara is handling according to Man Yama that holds ein isha chalola. So the Gemara says it has to be dafka in that order. The Hainu, first she's an amona. She's an amona, she's only asa to a kohen gadol. And then, if she becomes a grusha after that, so it's Maisif, a Kayan had yet, and Mimela, it's Chal on the Kayan Gadol, that's Grusha. But if let's say first she was a Grusha and then she was an Amona, so Akta Gemara, a Kayan Gadol wouldn't get Malkus Mitzad Amona because Be'etzem was already Nichlal and the Grusha, you're not going to be Chayiv again. So, Fakta Minchas Chinuch, if you say that you can make that Reich HaGet is Dei Reisa, so Fakta Azai, if let's say he makes a get, and the husband gives a get, and he tells her, "Harei at megurashes mimeni, ve'ein atah mutaris d'chaladol." So he makes a get that she's also from him, and she's still also to the whole world. So that b'shas the kohen right now, kolzman the husband's still alive. It's not going to be chal the isagusha because there's a much bigger issa on the kohen out the ishes is. Now he dies. So now at the same time, we have Issa, two Issurim being Chal at once. We have one Issa Grusha because now, because of the Eishes Ish that went away, the Grusha could be Chal, and we also have the Amana. So he wants to know, how come it has to be Dafka? That she became an Amana first and then became a Grusha. Why don't you have it that she became a Grusha first? The Hainu Wat, the Reich Aget, that Issa is not Chal. And the Mela, when she becomes an Amana, and the Issa Amana and the Issa Grusha are coming at the same time. Remember, they can both be Chal. So, Zakhtim in Cheschinach, it's for this reason that Be'etzem we had to say that it's the Rabbanu. The Rivash in the Tshuva and Simen Shim Mem Ches had an interesting Shaila. There was a guy who did this. He told his wife, Hareyat Mugureshes Bimeni, but you're not Mutter to anybody else. And the Maisa, the guy was a Kohen. And then, afterwards, he was Mekadosh again, he took her back. And now, the Rav wanted to know from the Rivash if they could stay married. The Rivash is very stark that the Issur Reich Aget is really a Deraisa Tekedin, it's not a Derabbanan Tekedin. And because of that, he is very stark that they cannot stay married. Not only that, he says that even according to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that it's only the Rabbanon, the Maisa midu devarim even b'di'evet, and Remelu Zokter, even if you would say like the Rambam, this would not give us a heter that because they got married again, they could stay married, and therefore the Rivash comes out that they zicha have to get divorced, because number one, Reich Aged is the Raisa, and even on the Tzad it's the Rabbanon, but the Maisa midu devarim, and he was mechayev them to get divorced.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.